What would you call that fish club?
Yeah.
What's the macaw word for it?
This one?
Yeah.
When you're in the Indian,
yeah,
Indian name, well, that's supposed to be Tie-a-dick.
Tie-a-dick?
Uh-huh. Tie-a-dick.
Is that especially the one with the seal on it? Or is that any fish club is Tie-a-dick?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's the one. That's a great old one.
Yeah. What kind of fish would you use that for?
Huh?
What sort of fish?
Oh, all kinds. Halibut, lingcod.
Uh-huh.
All big fish.
Oh.
Yeah. You see, they had no ways to use gun or anything in early days,
yeah.
Just that club.
Yeah.
And they had some kind of cutter about 3 inches wide,
uh-huh,
to cut the head so it will kill the biggest halibut.
Oh.
Made out of a mussel shell.
Oh.
Yeah. Because that time, you know, they didn't have the iron or nothing like that.
Yeah.
They had the mussel shell for butcher knife or anything. There's one.
Yes.
Oh. You don't happen to have a key to that storeroom, do you?
Which storeroom?
Right there, over there.
No, tribal council would.
No, I've talked to Eddie about it a lot of times, but they've lost.
Yeah. Why did they put a seal head on it?
Oh, that's just design of it.
Just the design?
Yeah. That's just design of it.
They all, every one that we have has a seal head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, when they used to spear the hair seal.
Uh-huh.
That's why they put design on anything.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What would this part be called in Indian? This, the handle part.
Yeah. Duxpuk. Duxpuk. That means handle.
Oh,
Indian language.
Uh huh. This part back here?
Yeah.
Or right in here.
This teal head here, protection, it's Suyak.
Suyak.
Suyak, yeah. So you don't slip off your hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What about this part?
Oh, that body of tie-a-dick. Yeah.
Oh, I see. That's the body of the tie-a-dick.
Uh-huh.
This part?
Uh, Kashtu head. Kashtu to hoden.
Yeah.
Okay. That means that crab.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That means that head, that hair seal head. Yeah. That's what it says.
Yeah.
In the language.
Oh.
Kashtu to hoden.
That means fur seal head.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you hit it like that? Or like that?
Yeah, any old way.
Any old way, huh?
Yeah. That's why it's hard wood. Yeah.
That's a nice artifact, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's a sinker. Kabitawi. Kabitawi.
What's the groove?
That's what to put that cord, braided cord around in that groove.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I don't slip off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And some people use cedar root.
Oh.
Yeah. Just sometimes I take off take off the timber. That limbs off the river and make a rope out of small rope, something like this.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's hard to go in that groove.
Ah.
Yeah. Keep it from slipping off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the word for the groove? Do you have a name for that? Indian?
Oh, they had some kind of rock that just sharp pointed.
Oh, and beat on it to make that groove.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The chisel like.
Oh, yeah.
But it was sharp pointed, that's all. It wasn't really like chisel.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how they made it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I just made the old peoples.
Oh.
Yeah. I just made the last old grandfather I had. And grandmother. They had a lot of them. And they almost gave it away. Didn't get paid for much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Used to rove New Cutter, go down near me,
uh-huh,
anchor out there and buy things.
Oh.
Them neighbors buying it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Harpoons, hooks, and everything. Yeah. Fish line. They couldn't keep the fish line too long. Because it's off that kelp.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So it would rot.
You see, they dry it in summertime. The smallest kelp.
Uh-huh.
From the deep sea water.
Uh-huh.
Because that's where the long, small lines are. Used to have somebody dive for them, dive down, not to break it, just cut off the bottom.
Yeah.
They used to dry it.
Oh.
And when they go out fishing, they soak it 3 or 4 days so they can use it.
Oh, does it stretch?
Yeah. Make a fish line.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, they used to. I just made them old peoples. I had a lot of close relatives. And now I'm the last man of old time and near me. Just one. No more.
That's right.
Yeah. Reason why I used to work for mission, bishop, preacher. I used to listen when he talks and then he preaches. He had a what they call cart, little wagon, one horse wagon. He had a horse, so he can go down Wyatch, Suyas, around the village there. Yeah.
And you went with him?
Yeah, I used to go with him.
Oh. Did you ever go to Ozette?
Oh, yes. Yes. Huh. I've been around all over.
Did you
ever? I guess I went there. Last trip I made, way down California.
Oh, boy.
I was with plainclothes guys.
Oh.
Yeah. I worked with them 2 years and a half.
Huh.
I got scared.
I'll bet.
We got shooting gallery one night.
Oh boy.
Yeah. We had to be down on our bellies trying to not get hit. Yeah. Oh, that's terrible. It looks good job, but it's dangerous. The time comes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you ever see a smokehouse at Ozette? Did you ever see a big smokehouse at Ozette?
The smokehouse, yeah. It was on this side. You know that place is just like this point here, where that rock is.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Used to be a lot of big houses here.
Come here. These are some friends of mine. They'll just sit here.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Mr. LeChester. he's the last of the old timers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which side of the rock was it?
No, I didn't trust. You see, I was born 1874. And way before that, that smokehouse is where on this side of that point here.
Uh-huh.
That's Parker.
Oh.
A fellow used to name Tsakalk. He was a chief.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, chief of the tribe. He had a house, big smokehouse. Yeah, that part of that house is buried by slide, when it got slide.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you ever go in that house? That smokehouse?
No. No, I just remember when my folks invited for a big party called from Ouset, go over there. Yeah, I was just, I used to go to public because my parents were a leader of the costume making.
Oh.
Yeah. My mother and my father and my uncle. Yeah. Nothing else to do but waving wood for a mask for dances. Some priest mask. Some headgear. We had a lot of difference between the up in the hills than people in the Yakima or around there. The Yakimas got the prettiest costume.
Oh.
Yeah.
What were the costumes here like? The costumes that your parents made?
Our tribe?
Yes.
Had a dog mask, person's face, for dance, and had some spinning feathers on top of your head for to be dance.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who did that do?
I don't know how they fix it.
Oh.
Yeah.
They went around like that?
Yeah. Just by the motion, I think, it moves. I don't know what it was. It must have some kind of weight. It had a cross like that. Feathers. Eagle feathers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Big feathers?
Yeah.
Huh. What kind of clothes?
Oh, they had shells from the deep water out in the ocean.
Oh.
It was about that long.
Uh-huh.
And they make apron for both sides. Back in the front, about so wide, yeah. And they're supposed to be their Indian money.
Oh.
Yeah.
What did you call that?
Chitinuk. And when they have a daughter, they make headgear about that wide. Bend, head bend.
Oh, a headband.
It looks good, yeah.
A headband of Chitinuk?
Yeah, Chitinuk. Head bend. Bat kapse kum. That's what I call it. Batkapsay kum.
I can't say that.
Yeah.
Batkap?
Batkap.
Okay.
Batkap. Say. You. Kum.
Batkap. Batkap. Say you cool.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a headband.
That's for the chief's daughters.
Oh.
Yeah.
When she got married?
Shabbatakas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When she got married?
Yeah.
Or when she was born?
No, she just showed off 4 days, you know.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. What they call chabatakas. Wear that headband. I don't understand how you can pronounce this.
Oh, I...
Some hard ones.
I learned.
Now that Baka play Kump.
Yeah.
It's easy for me to say, but hard for different person. Yeah.
Baka play Kump.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Made out of that Indian money.
Uh-huh.
Shell.
Uh-huh.
About 4 or 5 inches uh-huh. wide. And see where was the apron, both sides, on the back and on the front.
Uh-huh.
Show off. She's a chief's daughter.
Yeah.
Chabatakas.
Yeah.
Chabatakas. Wear them. Indian money wear.
Were those valuable?
No.
Were they hard to get?
No, don't. That's all it's made of.
Where did the Chittiduk come from?
Oh, the Chittiduk.
Yeah.
From the ocean.
You got it yourself?
About 30 miles from the village down there.
Oh.
Out the ocean. It's kind of a reef, I think.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's not too deep. And it's a fish bank too.
Uh-huh.
Halibut bank. Yeah. Everything's there. Fish and all kinds of shells.
Uh-huh.
That's where it's just like what they call tattoos. Southside tattoos are same way. And crabs are 5 pounds each, some of them.
Huh.
Yeah. The barnacles on the back, on the shell.
Oh.
One tugboat, he had a crab trap set there just to see what he's going to get. He got that 5 and 8 pound crabs. Great big ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did you get Chittiduk?
Huh?
How would one get a Chittiduk out on the bank?
Oh, somebody has to dive down.
Oh.
Yeah. Bring something to put in
uh-huh.
when he goes down. And they do a certain tide, slack tide when the water gets settled.
Oh.
And they go down, because you can't go down there when it's run out and run in, too swift.
Oh.
Yeah.
How deep?
Oh, it must be about 15, 20 feet.
Oh.
Yeah. That's where the light ship is now.
Swift shore?
Yeah, swift shore.
Yeah.
That's what they called Kushua. That Albert bank. Kushua.
Ushua.
Uh-huh. Because it's shallow, it means shallow.
Oh.
Yeah.
What did they call the bank where the Umatilla is? Opposite.
Oh, down Ouzette. Let's see what they call that. It's got name. I can't think of it.
Oh, you'll think of it.
Yeah.
That's okay.
It's got a name. Maybe I'll get it. Yeah. Let's see. Well, the Indians always been called that lightship. Chakawakt, Lakchuk, Chakawakt, Lakchuk.
Chakawak's Lakchuk.
Uh-huh. That's that light ship. That's what it means. Well, it's got a name. That reef got a name.
You'll remember sometime.
I don't know if I'd be right to say. I don't remember. There's one place called Kaditapak Light, Kaditapak Lakshuk. I think that's what it is, yeah. That reef.
Could you say that again?
Kaditapak Lakshuk. You got it. Boy, you're going to be ball-headed right away.
Is that right?
Yeah. That's what makes us.
Oh, yeah?
Like that.
Why?
Been learning everything.
Oh. Wear out your head.
Yeah.
Yeah. How did you find your way to Ushua? When you were going out in a canoe, how did you get out there?
Oh. No, we just I just got a way to go out there. Sometime 1942, I think. I thought the history I've been and that's the first iron tools they got from the revenue cutter. I see him, one old fella whittling little canoe out of cedar, and he had rock, hard rock, all sharp, and he had mallard out of that black hard rock. And I see it like that. Didn't have no iron. Well, that one of the fellas on the revenue cutter asked the captain what to give that old fella. It's hard to work with that rock. All right, the captain told him, get what he thinks it is. So he got hand axe, funny hand axe, not too wide, and it long hand axe.
Mm-hmm.
And the handle was clamped on the outside of the top of the blade. That's what he got from the revenue cutter, and they give him that hand axe and hammer, small blacksmith hammer, so he can use it. And I give him quite a few things. And I give him a chisel for to whittle that canoe. And a long handle axe to chop away. So that axe, the other man, the other Indian, asked him what he called that. Oh, yeah, that. Hisiak.
Yeah, Hisiak, yeah.
That's axe. Hisiak. And that hand axe, Shashachquayak. Shashachquayak.
Shashachquayak.
Yeah. That means a small axe. And then that chisel, and that old man, he called it Butuyak.
Does that mean anything else? Does that only mean chisel?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he got two of them. And they give him this a knife, solid handle on it, and it's square point. That's the kind of a knife they had.
Mm-hmm.
That time, I think, quite a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
I seen that folding knife like that. That's a new one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all he got from that revenue cutter. And then he happy about it. He treed off to that sailor a rope like this made out of cord off the whale. Yeah, 10 feet long. And got floater on the end tied up on it. And a harpoon. And another spear made out of you would just sharpen it, kind of, just like a blade on it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's solid, strong, for to kill the whale.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what I was going to say about that, how they go out the halibut man. It's not too long ago, I don't think, when they got it.
Oh.
There used to be, I seen the picture of it, Reverend Yukutta Bear. Bear.
Uh-huh.
And he was the first one around the village down there. He was protecting down to Olympia. Yeah. Just lay around there, up sound. Another one was coming from Frisco. Two wheels on the both sides. That's old timer ship.
You saw that?
Yeah. That's the first passenger boat that comes around Puget Sound. Yeah. They used to call it Glyer. Glyer. Yeah, that,
go ahead.
Canoe business. When he got the tools, he made a bigger one. Because he's got a tools now. Then that's the time. He'd take four men in the canoe. Canoes 18 feet long. They hold three or four men. And go out halibut bank. Then find that fish bank. Cause there's no one that runs out. It looks like they run over something.
Oh.
Yeah. So one fella, he stick around there when he got the boat, and then when the water, ebb tide comes, the water stops and settles, and he dive. And he hit it right away. He said he must be 20 feet. Yeah, 20 feet deep. It's not too deep. That's how they got it. Now the first one, tried to make a canoe. Two brothers went out the woods, getting some pitch from the spruce timber, and put something under there, put a fire on it so it will drip down. Yeah. And, they get enough to make a boat out of it. They went down the beach and he dug the sand shape of a canoe-like. It was different kind of canoe that doesn't like teeth now. And then throw that pitch, boil it in a big tank through the hot, red hot rocks in there. I told them where they could boil that, everything what they want to throw it. And then with that pitched thorn cuts in, they put it on the bottom. And they took some kind of, he split the 8-inch cedar pole, just enough the length of the canoe he's trying to make it. And that's for the that's for that pitch when you put it on and make a hull.
They made a whole lot of pitch.
Yeah.
What was that?
Yeah.
That's the first canoe?
Oh, Lord, quite a while. That's the first canoe they tried to make it. They got it. So next day they went out fishing by the kelp line. And when the sun comes up, they saw that pitch. Yeah. It saw that pitch, it was no good. Well, another fellow made another one, made out of alder bark. Look for a big alder tree. So he gets some length of bark. And he saw it together. What's that? Wheel cord on the joints, put pieces together. Of course it was leaking, but they lapped over, you know, lap over so big, so many inches, so it wouldn't leak. Anyhow, it leaked. Yeah, but it's not so bad. Well, that was all right. And finally, there was my grandfather used to tell me a story about chief of the tribe had three daughters, and one of them got birth. She didn't know who it was. Well, anyhow, the grandma told her to, she's gonna give her paint. They used to have paint square like. It's kind of rock. It's from the Vancouver Island. Used to whittle on the sharp rock to get the paint out of it. Yeah. So she got that. She told her granddaughter, you put your hand on when that man comes around and make love with him, grab him, so the hand mark will be marked on his back. So she did. They got it. They got it who it was. It was his big dog, something like shepherd dog, but it was so big, you know, and one of them long hair all over, used it for making a blanket. Yeah. All right. So he killed that dog. His brother told him, too late to kill him. You got name now. He told him. Well, chief's daughter got 10 pups born. Yeah. 10 pups. And his father, her father got mad. He told the whole tribe to move down 4 or 5 miles away where they were. Another beach. So they tear down the smokehouses and put a raft on it and went down. Leave that lady alone and her pups. Well, my grandpa says, that's a great story, and it's not really a story, that's how it comes, when the Creator comes, he's seen the dogs, and then he works it out. He showed the lady, it was man-like, took her down to a rock, what she can feed on, clams, mussels, all kinds of seafood that can feed the dogs, told her to feed the dogs until they come human. They'll come human, that's what the man told her. So she did. She goes out. One day, she hears somebody singing. I wonder if that's the pups. So he sneaked up. He didn't hide herself. And here they were laying around the fire. Well, she didn't catch it that time. And another day she went out again. And this time she think about what to do. So she took a big long pole and another small one, got out the rocks. Well, he set that pole and tied that small pole across for her arm, for her cape, and then put the top on it. It was her rain hat made out of some kind of rock, the root, waterproof hat. Yeah. And she said that, and then she listened that dogs and they start singing. And he heard it. Who has ho amako? Who has? The song says, is mama still digging food? That's what the song is saying. Who is ho amako? Chitako. That's digging. Yeah. Well, she ran out the water, took her cape off, took a wade in the salt water, so the dogs wouldn't see. They'd look at that cape and hat on the stick. He landed way off. He took in the brushes, went for her little sack. Her sack was made out of hemlock vines. Made out of. And she got up to the shack. And they were dancing. Oh.
Here comes a helicopter. It's going to make a lot of noise.
Is it?
Yeah. It'll be coming right in here in a minute.
Yeah. Here we are. She went to the door from the back.
Uh-huh.
She ready to jump in. You look at the way the pup's fur is, what they are on the skin.
Uh-huh.
All of them were human beings dancing. One of them didn't come to humor. That's the oldest one. Yeah. And she jumped in, she grabbed all the dog's coat, threw it in the fire, and says, why didn't you children to be a human long ago? Look at, I'm alone. My father expelled me. Don't like me, so we'll fix him. Now you boys sit down over there, I'll feed you fellas. So he went down, she took what she dug out, mussels, clams, and other things, and go up the house and feed them. They didn't eat much as they usually, but they ate all right. Well, the oldest one asked his mother, "Mama, can I take a walk down that trail?" "Yes, go ahead. Don't go too far. You'll get lost." He said the other one to watch him, to not let him go too far. When I grow up, and the youngest one, he took a walk way on the end of the beach where the little stream comes out. And he picked up a little toy canoe, and he proud of it. He knew it was something. So he ran home and showed his mother. And he says, "Mama, look what I got." It washed down on that stream. Oh. That's what they call canoe. Don't lost it. You will use it, he says. All right. And the other boy, he did the same thing. He went down, took a walk down on the other side of the point. And he find a spear 8 feet long, got harpoon on it. It already fish on it. A river spring. He didn't take it off, and he took it home. He showed it to his mother. And she thought she's going to look for some bones for to make harpoon out of it. So she did. She just chopped that bone and put a barb on it, both sides, and put a hole in it so he could put it on the spear. Well, they building up pretty fast. See? The boy seen that little toy canoe. The oldest boy, "Let's try to make one." All right, they went up the hill, got to a cedar tree, a big tree. So they whittled that one, used a muscle to whittle so much and break it, get another one, until he get the tree down, big cedar tree. Oh, they build a canoe, all right. Use that shell tool and for that harpoon and the spear. and one of the kids find a broken paddle. He showed it to his mother. Said, "Oh, that's paddle. It's got handle on it. It's been broke." He said. Finally, they got the big canoe ready. Then the other boys making the paddle, while those other boys whittling for the canoe. Well, they got it ready, everything. They took the spear. It's in the hair seal, front of him. And his spear, he had a harpoon with long line on it, made out of a cord from the elk, deer, and little birds. Well, they got the hair seal. And they went home. Finally, they took off again. And they seen a big fish come up on the water, got fin on the back. And when they got home, they asked their mother what that is.
Uh-huh.
That's whale.
Uh-huh.
That's whale. You want to be careful. You don't get too close to it. Well, when they got home again, they seen a lot of them around the riffles, and told their mother, "Mama, there's a lot of them big fish. How can we catch it?" She had it already half done,
mm-hmm.
that harpoon, wheel harpoon.
Mm-hmm.
"I got put there done," she said. So they wait a couple of days more to go out. And she got made. She got that air seal what they caught, a floater out of it. They didn't cut the skin, just slip it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Make a floater.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they call tukwakap.
Tukwakap.
Uh-huh. That's floater.
Uh-huh.